WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Richard Attenborough's 1982 film Gandhi won him both the American and British Academy Awards. His latest film, Cry Freedom, is about the life and death of the black South African leader Stephen Biko. It's also about Donald Woods, a white South African journalist who became Biko's friend and supporter. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
When bad movies happen to good causes, where does that leave the good causes? In the case of Richard Attenborough's Oscar-winning Gandhi, it didn't matter much. That movie genuflected in the general direction of sweetness and light without rubbing against anything very urgent. But Attenborough's new 2.5-hour epic is different. Cry Freedom is about the South African crisis, about the death of the black consciousness leader Stephen Biko, and the flight from South Africa of his friend, the white newspaper editor Donald Woods. The horrors these events emblemize are still very much with us, and we badly need a high-profile movie about South Africa. But after this, will audiences line up for the next one? I'm afraid Cry Freedom ruins a great movie subject for everyone. Not that it's a shoddy, unprofessional job. If Cry Freedom were really about Stephen Biko, Denzel Washington's performance alone might have saved it. He conveys something charged and mysterious behind the eyes. It's as though some inner factory were crackling away back there, converting reservoirs of violence and rage into the magnetic virtue of the crusader. But Biko is less a character than a mouthpiece, and the rhetoric he spouts is the sort of stale, simplistic stuff you might remember from old Peter, Paul, and Mary records. It never even hints at the true complexities of the South African situation. The movie's real subject turns out to be Donald Woods, a brave man, to be sure, but really an observer in the struggle, not a major participant. It's as though Attenborough couldn't rely on us to swallow Biko straight. He needed a honky hero. As Woods, Kevin Kline gives a restrained, earnest performance. He seems terribly awed. His escape from South Africa is meant to be the movie's climax, but it's propelled by so much false suspense and trumped-up emotion that you can almost hear the wind being puffed into the movie's ragged sails. Take, for instance, this argument between Woods and his recalcitrant wife.
We may hate the bastards that run this country, but this is still our home.
What do you want to do? Just accept Steve's death? Accept what this government's doing and is going to go on doing?
What more do you want to do? You forced the inquest! You're banned. Are you so God almighty grand you think you can change them all on your own?
I'm going to do what I can. I'm certainly not going to sit in that house bound and gagged for 5 years and do nothing.
And to hell with us. What do we do? Where do we go? Donald, we've got 5 children. We couldn't take a penny out of here. I know you. You're willing to tear our lives apart just to see Donald Woods on a book cover.
In real life, Wendy Woods was more fiercely radical than her husband. But of course, that's a pretty small distortion. And one might argue that when bad movies happen to good causes, not much harm is done. Even a clumsy outcry against injustice is better than none. But I'm not so sure. Any reader of a good daily newspaper already knows more about South Africa than this movie offers. And for those who know very little, gulping down Cry Freedom's blend of primer-grade history and white man's burden is like taking a little poison with your vitamin. The pill's awfully pretty. Every shanty is perfectly lighted. In fact, the movie has a kind of neo-colonial enthusiasm for the picturesqueness of squalor. Cry Freedom is a postcard of misery, a snapshot from a tourist bus. Come April, I'd hate to see Richard Attenborough up there again, thanking suffering South Africa for getting him his Oscar.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.